4DJW Mobile.
You're a little bit scratchy, but I'm down on Augusta Road here, so that might be the explanation of it. I'll be turning around, getting around this building in a minute. How you doing?
In the airfield. The guys who were leaving when I got there said it was windy, too windy to fly and have fun. And after 40 minutes of stick time, I can confirm their assessment was correct.
Nice burn. Oh, shoot. Bernice told me to go straight here on Ferris Road, and I didn't. We're going over to Dr. Marguise. I think maybe you might have heard of him.
Yeah, I got an appointment with him at the end of the month. I think it's the end of this month. I think this is the end of a quarter, my quarter anyway. Maybe not the yearly quarter, but yeah, I got an appointment coming up with him not too distant future. Hope yours is better than mine's going to be.
But Dave, he got all of those stones out, they put me on some potassium to keep me from developing more. They said I developed those within 1 year because he had done a CT scan and showed it to me, and I know he's right. He's a better doctor than I am for some reason. So, that's the good parts is just some potassium pills. But the other bad news I got was they did a heart catheter on me, and next month I gotta have bypass surgery.
Sound like fun. Didn't you just have something like really serious done with your heart?
Heart catheterization, but he said I guess he'd come back pretty quick. What, about 30 minutes, Bernice? And he said that a couple of my arteries looked like spaghetti in there, and I couldn't put a stent in them, and so therefore I have to have triple bypass surgery, Dave.
Not good. I'm sorry to hear that, but hopefully you'll feel a lot better once everything starts flowing smooth again.
No, I should feel like a 20-year-old. Hi. My main objective is just to survive it, Dave.
Feel like 20. It's not okay to act like 20. When you get done, you got to take it easy, you know.
I think being 77 years old, I won't have to worry too much about feeling like 20, but maybe it'll give me a few more years to torment Bernice, you know?
Every year that you're behind you is a good year, right? And every year in front of you is even better.
Thanks for the well wishes. Well, what was you flying today, planes or drones?
So they didn't have flight controllers in them, so they're just airplanes. They did have stabilized receivers in them, though, and it was doing really good for the wind that we had, but the wind was so strong, I had to point 80 feet up off the runway coming in for a landing. I had to point the nose to the ground and give it throttle to get it down to the earth so I could land. That's some pretty rough winds.
Did you hear about that Air India crash of that 787? And one of the pilots in control reached over and shut the fuel off 400 feet above the runway, and it crashed and killed 274 people, and one of them survived.
Voice recorder from the cockpit, the co-pilot who was flying the plane, asked the pilot why he shut the fuel off, and he said, "I didn't shut the fuel off, but the pilot had more reasons to do that than the co-pilot. The co-pilot was just recently, he's either married or getting married or about to have, anyway, the co-pilot would not have done that, but the pilot had an ailing spouse and some other things going on. They think that's the reason he did that.
You've seen those switches, and those switches, Dave, are like a toggle switch, and they got a little black cap on them, and you got to pull up on the black cap, and the toggle switch, you cannot move it unless you pull up on that cap and then engage it in the proper position. So it had to be done purposely. perversely, and it was back behind a long ways from the throttles and all of that, and even had a guard around it so you didn't get it with your flaps control and that. So it was intentional. That's unfortunate. I mean, it looks like if the guy wanted to do that, he'd have done it to himself. He didn't have to take everybody with him. And that's what our nephew flies. He flies the Dash 9. That was a Dash 8.
The detent on it. You can't accidentally kick it and it switch. It doesn't change. You have to make an effort to pull it up, flip it, push it back down. And even they were even thinking maybe when they did engage it, they didn't fully engage it. That's not the case either. It won't work if you don't fully engage it. So it was deliberate. Had to be. And that is, you're right, that's too bad. That's sad that he would have done that. Who knows what else was motivating him. Maybe they'll find out. Maybe we'll find out more later. Who knows? That is tragic, though.
It was going to Great Britain on it or something like that. But I really feel sorry for those people. It's a bad situation. I worry about my nephew. He's just got 2 years to go. He made captain here last year on the 787, and we're sure proud of him.
Somebody about, they were doing one of those scans, radiation poisoning, and they were telling me that if you fly all the time like that, your probability of getting hurt by radiation poisoning is much higher than what you can get through medical means. So hopefully he doesn't have any issues because of that, because he's getting where the atmosphere thins out when you get up there where they fly.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more UV up there, I'm sure. Well, Steve, he gets back a long time, and he'll ride his bicycle 50 miles. He's just a fanatic on that bicycle thing. He got the little spandex suit and the hat and all of that stuff. Even when he'd come home to the farm in Kansas, he would dress up like that and have his mom take him up to the highway because it was dirt roads. And then he would take out and ride that bicycle for 50 miles. Good Lord. I hate to do that in this weather. Well, Dave, we've arrived at Dr. Margie's, and there's no handicapped parking places. Wonderful. And, man, you talk about a parking lot full of them here. They really got it. I'll just park out a ways because I don't like getting my doors banged up. And neither do you. See you later, Dave. Great talking to you. Have a good day. 4DCW-N0TR-73.
Welcome to have a good visit with Dr. Margie, and hello to you too, Ms. Bernice. Hope you guys have a good day the rest of the day. W4DJW Mobile.
Hi, Dave.
That's the War Department, as Shane says. I call her at times, but she certainly isn't. Anyways, I talked to Shane a little while ago. Oh, it's 91 degrees here, Dave, and they say the feels-like temperature this weekend is going to be 105. That's not good for my heart, or so I can't go out in it very much. Take care, Dave. 73. This is N0TR. Clear.
You too, Tom. When we get a chance, I want to talk to you about your truck. My truck, something I learned about. I'm going to let you know. So, something to think about. I'll be pinging you once you get out a little while later, and you're okay. N0TR, W4DJW. Clear. Mobile.
Thanks, Dave. Sounds interesting. N0TR. Clear.